This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm David Brancaccio. Different sectors of business are assessing what the House and Senate controlled by two different parties might do to economic policy and regulation. Marketplace's Scott Tong is on the line from our Washington Bureau. Will these R's and D's work together on anything, Scott?
Well, perhaps with infrastructure. That's a place, actually, where government spending can help capitalists. This is something the president has been talking about for a couple of years now. And leaders from both parties have talked it up in the course of the campaign. Here's Brian Palish of the American Society of Civil Engineers, which supports new investment in roads and ports, etc.
The president and the vice president made it pretty clear that they would be willing to work on infrastructure. And I think last night, as you saw Nancy Pelosi in her speech, you saw her say right out of the gate that infrastructure was something they looked forward to working on.
And there's the tech industry, which has supported federal legislation on data privacy. So they want a federal fix instead of the rules about to happen in California. And this big issue of protecting our data has broad support from the public and from both parties, David.
Okay, but I got to ask about trade, tariffs, trade war. We have import taxes set to go up again this January.
Well, yes. So a lack of consensus in Congress could mean the current dynamics continue, which means more tariffs on imported steel, imported Chinese goods. So if you're a U.S. factory buying this stuff, what are you going to do? And that's a big question raised by Howard Gleckman. He's senior fellow at the Urban Institute think tank.
What's going to happen to big manufacturers who, caught up in the whole tariff mess, decide to move capacity overseas?
And finally, gridlock makes it a little harder for Republicans to enact another tax cut, David.
Marketplace's Scott Tong in D.C. Thanks.